Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. It is the Celtics and Lakers. You must know that by now. You also know our conversation with the head coach is brought to you by the new Star Market 4U app. Download the app and save today at Star Market. And if you'd heard his pregame presser, you'd know that I'm going to start changing that from our conversation with the head coach to our conversation with Joe, because that's really what it is. And
I would appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what? I hadn't thought of it until you said it. We do so many things automatically, right? And you're not even thinking. I literally have been starting that for 20-something years. And that's how you start. That's a conversation with the head coach, and you don't even think twice anymore about what you're saying. And not that anybody would be bothered by it or to think, but it never would have occurred to me until you said it earlier. And I want to do some basketball stuff, because the only way to sound even dumber is to start with the important stuff and then go to basketball. So here's the basketball stuff first, and then we'll talk about what is on all of our minds right now. You said after a game earlier this year that NBA games are often won and lost, not in the final possession, but in that stretch from the end of the third quarter to that start of the fourth. And I get it. RJ had a big three, and Jalen missed free throws and all that. But Thursday really felt like one of those games you were describing about those minutes.
Yeah. End games are important. Situational basketball is important. And, we've been really good at that all year. And then sometimes, especially last game, we just didn't start the quarter the right way. And, when that happens, it ends up magnifying the rest of the game, and everybody focuses on that, last minute and a half. But you got to win those, because there's four of them. End of quarter, start of quarters, and then the end of the game. And so if you can win those, it really puts you in a good spot.
And more often than not, when it's not a productive offensive night, you say, we didn't get to our spacing. And then someone says, what do you have to do? And you say, get to our spacing. What prevents you from getting to your spacing?
Playing slow. I think sometimes we play slow. One, not getting stops. So when we can't get stops and we can't get out in the first 6 seconds against an advantage, a two-on-one somewhere on the floor, it's difficult. And so it plays a little bit about in that. And then I think, just maintaining your spacing throughout the possession. So, 24 to 16, you have an action. 16 to 10, you're trying to get to the next action. 10 to 0, you're trying to get to the third action. And so, we have to fight for our spacing from 10 to 0. Because if we don't gain the advantage early, we got to find it later.
The night you dropped that little pearl about late third, early fourth, was the night that the Lakers went on that crazy run in L.A. late in the third and early in the fourth. They look and feel a little different than the team we saw 6 weeks ago. But, man, when they have had LeBron and when they have had AD together, they've been very dangerous. And obviously without Rob, who you didn't have in the first game, they had a lot of success in the paint.
Yeah, and a lot of that came from transition. And, end of the third, beginning of the fourth, our offense waned. We got lazy with our spacing. We got lazy with our decision-making. And they were able to get out in transition. If you let these guys get out in transition, they're a nightmare to stop. And so managing the game, just comes down to that 10-0 and then that 24-16 on a defensive end. Can you make it 5-on-5 for that entire time on the defensive end? On the offense, can it be 5-on-4 in the last 10 seconds?
I was curious about this one. The next time we see LeBron, whenever that is, he'll be the all-time leading scorer in the history of this game. His senior year in high school was your freshman year in high school. Players and kids, and I know this now that my son is 11 and I watched it with Brad's son, watching players, you're often more interested in the players that are just a couple of years older than you than the players that are much older that are pros that you kind of look up to. When were you first aware as a high school player that there was this kid in Ohio doing all this stuff?
Pretty early, just because of, all the attention it was bringing and, how good he was. So very well aware of it.
Following players, listen, you can follow players, sad as this may be, you can follow them in high school now. In 2003, you really couldn't. Was there, among the players you played with and the high school kids you played with, was there a curiosity about what he was going to be? And when was the first time you said, this guy, I'm seeing him now, and I'm seeing what's going to make him one of the best to ever play?
I didn't really watch basketball that much when I was...
But did you talk about it?
Not really, no.
And when you would play the game...
Well, don't get me wrong, I knew he was the best player.
Not at all. But yeah. What makes me interested in that is, did the players around you, were they talking about it?
Yes.
And you just sort of listened.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. I was always around basketball, but it wasn't, it was very small moments of it was Celtics games, it was NBA playoffs, it was certain games that were important to me because of something. But on the whole, I didn't watch basketball as much as I watched soccer and... just kind of did other stuff. But you obviously knew he was going to be the best because of, just the way he carried himself at such a young age and, just how he played. He had such a maturity about him even in the beginning of the league. So You know, he's an unreal basketball player.
And he's done a real lot of things, and he's an iconic figure at a time. We need them in our game, especially today. You spoke before the game to the media about Tyree Nichols, and I wrote his name down, and I didn't write, you know, usually I jot down a thought of what I want to go, how I want the direction of the segment to go, and what I want to cover. And all I could, just walking in here, and I'm going to be honest with everybody right now, I haven't watched the video yet because I don't think I'm capable of watching it and dealing with it right now, because I can, based on all the ancillary events, you know how bad it is. And maybe I'm one of the few people who hasn't seen it yet, and I'm sure at some point I will. But we all have roles as human beings that we often fall short in. So what made me curious today was, what is our role within the platform we have in this league with so many people watching, when we can get a message to people that maybe others can't?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just knowing who we are, knowing our strengths, knowing the gifts that have been given to us. We use those gifts every night to do different things. And to just, I think it really is to just inspire people and love your neighbor. I really think it comes down to those two things. And, you know, you're not going to be perfect in it. Like I said, I've messed up. There are probably 20 people out there that think I'm a bad person, and I apologize for that. But on the whole, it's really about, can you use the gifts that you've been given to make the guy next to you better? To make the environment that you're in better little by little. And, you know, we all have a responsibility being on this platform, being a head coach, being on radio, being a player. You know, we have a responsibility to the person next to us.
I don't know about you. I said to somebody in my role the other night before the game started, it feels like we're having a moment of silence before every game now.
Yeah.
And
it's a broken world.
Yeah, it is. It is a broken world. And at what point, you know, it's like thoughts and prayers, a moment of silence is great, but, you know, is it a matter of what you say sometimes as a coach after a game? We have to be better.
Yeah, we do. He's got to work at it. You know, there's got to be more love, more grace, you know, more understanding. You know, it's just, you got to work for that stuff. It's hard, man. It's hard.
That's the final word. We got the Celtics and the Lakers. You know that part. It's coming up next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.